Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 398, The Prayer of Jesus for Afghanistan, and The Word of God Against Pederasty. The prayer and the word are one and the same. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King 2015, in the ninth month, on the 27th day of the ninth month.
Dear Dan, Wednesday 23 September 2015, 6 a.m. Yesterday, Tuesday morning, I was at the end of shift, putting away my cleaning cart and tools. I then decided to look at the Seattle Times newspaper from Monday, that I had earlier saved from the trash. As I turned the pages, one headline got my attention more than the others and I began to read. It was an article that had to do with how two U.S. Army soldiers had gotten into trouble with their superiors after they had intervened in the rape of a young boy by an Afghan police officer. Here is an excerpt from the main article. The parts that sent me over the edge in the Holy Spirit are bolded and underlined. Dan Quinn was relieved of his Special Forces Command after a fight with a U.S.-backed militia leader who had a boy as a sex slave chained to his bed. Kabul, Afghanistan. In his last phone call home, Lance UPL, Gregory Buckley Jr. told his father what was troubling him. From his bunk in southern Afghanistan, he could hear Afghan police officers sexually abusing boys they had brought to the base. At night we can hear them screaming, but we're not allowed to do anything about it, the Marine's father, Gregory Buckley Sr., recalled his son telling him before he was shot to death at the base in 2012. He urged his son to tell his superiors. My son said that his officers told him to look the other way because it's their culture. Rampant sexual abuse of children has long been a problem in Afghanistan, particularly among armed commanders who dominate much of the rural landscape and can bully the population. The practice is called bakabazi, literally, boy play, and American soldiers and Marines have been instructed not to intervene. In some cases, not even when their Afghan allies have abused boys on military bases, according to interviews and court records. U.S. soldiers told to ignore sexual abuse of boys by Afghan allies by Joseph Goldstein, September 20, 2015, The New York Times. When doing the research for this letter, I found at least three articles from two sources. The one from CNN had the word pederasty in it, a word I had never heard of before. Wikipedia defines as follows. Pederasty or pederasty, U.S. pederasty or U.K. pederasty is a usually erotic homosexual relationship between an adult male and a pubescent or adolescent male. The word pederasty derives from Greek, pederastia, love of boys, one, a compound derived from pace, child, boy, and erastes, lover. In French, however, pederasty has been used as a synonym for homosexuality between adult males, see Histoire de ma pederastie. When I read the lines highlighted above, I discovered a very determined, very serious side of the Lord's Holy Spirit, and I said by the Holy Spirit to my angel crew and myself, this ends today. My mind went into overdrive. as I began simultaneously putting myself in the position of the young screaming boys and the American soldiers, and then seeking the Lord on what to do, knowing all the time he had a plan. And from that moment on, until I got home, I became like a rock, as still as stone inside, not being able to do much else other than drive and get home. But I was able to get to Starbucks and start the research for what I already knew would become this letter. Here then is the prayer of Jesus for Afghanistan, and the word of God against pederasty. The prayer and the word are one and the same. Dear Father in heaven, please consider the nation named Afghanistan. Cleanse the land from evil. Save all those who call upon your name. Rescue the defenseless. Forgive the guilty. Bless those who are persecuting me. Judge the wicked. Execute your word where it says in Scripture, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. There shall be no ritual harlot of the daughters of Israel, or a perverted one of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the wages of a harlot or the price of a dog to the house of the Lord your God for any vowed offering, for both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse 24. And there were also perverted persons in the land. They did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 15, verse 12. And he banished the perverted persons from the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 46. And the rest of the perverted persons, who remained in the days of his father Asa, he banished from the land. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 7. Then he tore down the ritual booths of the perverted persons that were in the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the wooden image. The book of Job, chapter 36, verses 1 through 33. Elihu also proceeded and said, bear with me a little, and I will show you that there are yet words to speak on God's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, I will ascribe righteousness to my Maker. For truly my words are not false, one who is perfect in knowledge is with you. Behold, God is mighty, but despises no one, he is mighty in strength of understanding. He does not preserve the life of the wicked, but gives justice to the oppressed. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous, but they are on the throne with kings, for he has seated them forever, and they are exalted. And if they are bound in fetters, held in the cords of affliction, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly. He also opens their ear to instruction, and commands that they turn from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrites in heart store up wrath, they do not cry for help when he binds them. They die in youth, and their life ends among the perverted persons. He delivers the poor in their affliction, and opens their ears in oppression. Indeed he would have brought you out of dire distress, into a broad place where there is no restraint, and what is set on your table would be full of richness. But you are filled with the judgment due the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold of you. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take you away with one blow, for a large ransom would not help you avoid it. Will your riches, or all the mighty forces, keep you from distress? Do not desire the night, when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, do not turn to iniquity, for you have chosen this rather than affliction. Behold, God is exalted by his power. Who teaches like him? Who has assigned him his way, or who has said, you have done wrong? Remember to magnify his work, of which men have sung. Everyone has seen it. Man looks on it from afar. Behold, God is great, and we do not know him, nor can the number of his years be discovered. For he draws up drops of water, which is still as rain from the mist, which the clouds drop down and pour abundantly on man. Indeed, can anyone understand the spreading of clouds, the thunder from his canopy? Look, he scatters his light upon it, and covers the depths of the sea. For by these he judges the peoples. He gives food in abundance. He covers his hands with lightning, and commands it to strike. His thunder declares it, the cattle also, concerning the rising storm. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 20 through 30. Then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. P.S. I know what it's like to be raped, and I know what it's like to be chained to a bed. See Letter 39, Volume 1, and Letter 261, Volume 514. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why we're here. My name is Tommy, and I became aware this year. If you want to follow me, you've got to play pinball. And put in your earplugs, put on your eye shades, you know where to put the caulk. Hey, you getting drunk? So sorry, I've got you sussed. Hey, you smoking Mother Nature? This is a bust. Hey, I'm a old Mr. Normal. Don't try to gain my trust, 'cause you ain't gonna follow me any of those ways, although you think you must. Shake it, let's forget it, better still. Now you can hear me, your ears are truly sealed. You can't speak either, your mouth is filled. You can't see nothing, pinball completes the scene. Here comes Uncle Ernie to guide you to your very own machine. We're not gonna take it. 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 Never did and never will. Don't want no religion, and as far as we can tell, we ain't gonna take you.
never did and never will. We're not gonna take you, we forsake you, gonna rape you, let's forget you better still. Forget you better still.
See me, feel me, touch me. Listening to you, I get the music, gazing at you.